Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back to the Gals on the Go podcast. My name is Brooke.
My name is Danielle. Welcome back. We're so excited.
We're back at it.
We're back, baby. Oh, it has. I always say it's been a minute, but really hasn't because we had stuff pre-recorded. But like, what up, girl? How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Miss Vegas?
I'm great. Just got back from Vegas. It was a great time, guys. Seriously, like, wowzer. I like knew I was gonna enjoy it, but I didn't realize how nice it was. Like, it's so like bougie and fun, and everyone's in a good mood there, obviously.
You know what makes reminds me of Vegas? I don't know if you remember the song, Katy Perry waking up and being, shut up and put.
Yes! Sophia, the one I was there for her birth. It was my friend Sophia's 21st birthday. Her family, like, took us all there. And she got there first and she texted us that song and was like, guys, highly suggest what to listen to when you're landing. So I did. That's what you get for waking up.
I definitely did a music video to that back in the day. Not going to lie. It's definitely deleted.
Oh, my God. We need to sit down one day and just watch all of our old music videos because they are comical.
They are. We should do a video like reacting to each other's. That would be hysterical.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because I actually haven't really seen. I think I've seen like one or two of yours. Maybe you've seen a couple of mine. That's it.
Yeah. The production. Mm. The production.
Could you imagine?
The production.
That would be so funny. Well, needless to say, Brooke and I will be going to Vegas this summer. I told her, I was like, it's a requirement as part of my, to be my business partner. We have to go to Vegas this summer.
Oh my gosh, the horror. I have to go.
The horror. So yeah, it was really, really fun. And Brooke went to go see a podcast live show. Want to tell them about it?
My favorite podcast, Girls Gotta Eat. I got to go see their live show. I also filmed with their friend Jeremy from Brunch Boys this week. So I saw him at the show too. Yeah, my buddy. So we filmed together. I think that'll be going up on his Instagram soon. His Instagram is just at Brunch Boys, but he's friends with them. And then I don't even know. The show was so funny, so incredible. They are just two. It's Rain and Ashley, and they are hysterical girls. And I was just telling Danielle, it was comedy.
Comedy.
But they didn't need, like, it just flowed so naturally. Because I've seen some people where it's like their first time doing stand up or whatever, and they're like stuttering through it, and it's very, it's very just scripted. And with them, it just flowed so natural, and they like got the audience involved, and it was just so fun, funny. I was a little too drunk, not gonna lie. The dirty martinis hit me, but it was so much fun.
You met a lot of subscribers too, right?
I did.
The listeners or whatever. That's so fun. Yeah.
I sat next to a group of them, so I like chatted with them the whole time.
That is so fun. Yeah.
And then in the bathroom line, I feel like you always meet people.
My God, the bathroom line. You make friends, you meet people. I mean, the bathroom line is where everything happens.
I know. I like turned around at one point and one girl was like, oh my God, hi. And I was like, oh yeah, hi.
Wait, that actually happened to me today. This girl, really? Katie, shout out to you. Yeah, she was like, we were washing our hands next to each other and she's like, wait. Hey, what's up? Are you Danielle? It's so funny. Like, y'all, like, do you ever forget, like, you have, like, social media and people might know who you are or whatever? It's, like, the weirdest thing.
Yeah, I definitely have had that happen where I'm in, like, a particular situation. I'm like, ugh.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I don't even. It's all good.
The mic. I literally just licked the mic, so that's good.
Oh, it's all good.
The dedication.
Just getting after it.
Oh my God. Well, so fun. So welcome back to another episode of The Happening where we talk about things that are happening. We're going to be talking a lot about The Bachelor in all honesty today. Cause there's just so much to discuss. And yeah, but before we get started into everything, into our current favorites, everything, we wanted to quickly, you know, just bring up Kobe Bryant and his family and all the other families affected. When I found out, it really hit me hard. It is just such, it's a big deal what happened, and they will be remembered forever. I actually saw that they're considering changing the NBA logo. I don't know if you saw this.
I saw you put it on Twitter, yeah.
Kobe Bryant, which I voted for it. There's a link you can like put your email in for it. And it is just like, when I found out, I was speechless. And so we're just thinking of everyone, all the families affected. And I know like a lot of my guy friends are affected by it. Like they wore Kobe shoes, you know, when they played basketball, and it's like, It's hard. I think the world's hurting right now, and we just wanted to recognize it.
Definitely. Very well said. Such a tragedy. So horrible. And it really makes you realize like how precious life is and how it could be taken away in a second. Like these are, you know, people that were so happy and like amazing, and they were trying to go, do something fun, whatever. And it's like life could just be gone in a second. So cherish every moment. Seriously.
Seriously, that day I called everyone in my family just to say hi because I actually was on a plane when I got the news, which was freaky. Yeah. It's just, it's scary and it's sad. And it, like Brooke said, it's definitely just, hey, call your loved ones today. Seriously, just do whatever you got to do. Give someone a hug because you won't ever regret doing something like that.
I would agree. Very well said.
So, shall we get a little motivational and talk about our Motivational Monday quote?
Yeah, let's hit it.
Woo. Brooke, do you want to start with yours?
Sure. Okay. So mine is just very simple, short, and sweet to the point. It's just stop getting in your own way. And honestly, something I needed to hear this week, there are many opportunities that I've had presented to me that I'll just be making excuses or be like, oh, I'm not ready for this. Or even though I might not express it outwardly, but it's something that I'm thinking in my mind. It's more like blocking out those negative thoughts and, you know, escaping those. And I feel like I do get in my own way a lot where there's more I could be doing or pushing myself harder in various aspects of my life. And I need to just stop getting in my own way. And I feel like a lot of people probably resonate with that.
I loved it. Brooke told me her quote right before we started recording, and I was like, wait, I love that. It's so simple, yet, I mean, because I say this in my spin class now. I'll be like, gosh. Only you are in your own. I mean, you're the only person that can challenge yourself, and you're the only person that can stop yourself from doing things at the end of the day, so might as well just go after it.
It's true.
So I love that. It's very true. It's very important to just not to doubt yourself and just kind of do your thing.
Definitely. I really need to take one of your spin classes just for the motivational portion of it. I need to hear your little speech. Oh my gosh.
I've said, the thing is, so I'm teaching again, you know, obviously this week, and I feel like I've said the same, like I need like new content now. I've got like a couple of things, but now I'm starting to have like regulars, you know, not regulars, but like,
yeah.
I always look at the class list before and I'm like, okay, like, was she in my class last week? Can I use this song? Like I literally was like, can I, you know, I don't know. So
totally.
Yeah. I've got some other stuff I want to say tomorrow, though, so I'm excited. But okay, so my quote is from an Instagram that I found either through Brooke or our friend Katie Bilotti. I don't remember which one.
No, Katie posted it. I definitely liked it because I saw it like right away. I was like, brilliant. So love it.
Yeah, whatever it was. And I just love this one. So it's like a kind of a drawn out thing. So Rainbow saw it on Instagram. Highly suggest following her. So it says, in a world that seeks connection, we oddly avoid eye contact. We time our text responses in order to protect ourselves from seeming too eager or too interested. And we hold our feelings back because we don't want to seem overly emotional or unreasonable. We silence our instincts, and at the end of the day, instead of feeling good about ourselves, we feel alone. We feel misunderstood. Remember, it is okay to be emotional, to seek help, to confidently tell someone you enjoy being around them, that you're infuriated with them. You enjoy being around that you are infuriated with them. There's nothing wrong with vulnerability, with being human, for that is what creates depth within our relationships, and that is what ultimately unifies us. So there's a lot in there, obviously, but I don't know. I like read it yesterday and I was like, oh, boom, that's my quote for the happening, because it is so true. Like, we live in this world where we constantly want acceptance, connection, love, yet I do it too. Walk in the hallways of our school or, you know, on the streets. And if we see someone we know, we sometimes look away. We just don't want to like make eye contact, or we like time our text responses. So we're like, okay, I don't want to respond like right away, whatever.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I got to give it double the amount of time that he took to text me or something. Like, don't lie. You guys have probably all been there. Yeah.
I do it. I still do it. I still with my boyfriend. I still do it because I don't want to be too much. And it kind of goes back to Brooke and I talking about that theme of like, being too much, like it says, it's okay to be emotional. It's okay to ask for help, to tell someone that you love that you're mad at them. I am a big proponent of that. I hate when people just bottle things up because it just doesn't end well at the end of the day. I know too many people that relationships, friendships ended because they weren't honest about how they were feeling, and then it just built up too much. So yeah.
I like that. I think everybody fears vulnerability too, because it's always like the more open you are with people, the more like material they have against you or something. I know that's always my biggest fear, like, is oversharing, because then I'm like, oh shit, if I overshare, then it's easier to undershare than overshare, because if you overshare, you can't take something back. So I feel that. But at the same time, the more vulnerable you are, the more you're opening yourself up to like deeper connections with people. So I think everybody could benefit from that. I personally relate more to people online and off that are open with their life and their struggles and like tell it like it is, versus people who are just super surface level and like everything's great, happy go lucky, and like just not real, you know. I'm into real.
Yeah, exactly. And a little update, so last week I think it was on the I guess it was one of my low lights from last episode, was the moral hangover of it all and just like
feeling guilty
and feeling bad about oversharing. Well, it's been like a week and a half now or whatever it's been, and I feel so much better about it all. And what the thing that I like overshared and talked about was dealt with now, and it's not a problem anymore. And I'm, you know, so I mean, there are benefits to being vulnerable. It's just sometimes sucks in the moment. You feel really crappy about it and you're like, should I have said that? Should I have not? But like, it's all good. So it's just
totally,
I don't know. I just wanted to update everyone on
that. I think with like emotions too, it's really scary because you don't want to be the one to say that you care too much or something.
It's horrifying. Yeah,
it is. Because then the fear of rejection is in there too. So I've been there, done that. So great quote. I think let's all be a little more vulnerable this week, because at the end of the day, you only get one shot at this life. Be you.
Exactly. Exactly. You have to be very confident in what you're saying and what you're doing. And maybe even if you're not that confident, if it's something you really want to say, just say it. Because if that person or if that thing is meant to happen or love you or whatever it is, like, it will happen and they'll respect you for being honest. So just keep that in mind as you go through your life.
Like that a lot. Cool. Yes. Positive quotes. Now let's talk about pop culture favorites. I guess we didn't even really talk about this, Danielle. I'm excited to hear yours.
Yeah, I know.
Mine is music. I feel like I texted you about it. I know I did, because I was like, this was a few weeks ago now, because I definitely didn't share it, but it is Chelsea Cutler's like newish album.
Oh, the album. Yeah.
Yeah. I have just been listening to it a lot recently. I'm a huge fan of her music and like that whole sort of vibe of
it's
how
good,
it's
good, vibey. I like it.
It's very, it's a mix of like low key, but there's some good beats in there. So it's called How to Be Human. And I just love it for all times of day. If I'm like not sure what to listen to, it's just kind of like steady jams. I really like Sad Tonight and The Human Condition. Obviously, How to Be Human. There's just, honestly, the whole album's great. I would recommend giving it a listen if you're into more like not super hardcore in your face beats, but it's more like vibey.
I love that. I love that.
Yeah. I told Danielle, I was like, she needs to listen.
For spin. Yeah. Well, yeah, I was thinking about using it for like the reflection.
You can. So you can.
Oh my God. I have to listen more. I was like, Delaney, we were like going to Trader Joe's today and she had me do aux. And I like every like month and a half or so, I get so tired of my music. I'm still listening to like my winter break playlist. I need to make like a new playlist for sure. I'm like getting really tired of it. So I have two. Is that okay?
I'll make an exception just this one time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, cause I just thought of one right before we started recording. So my first one, Justin Bieber's new YouTube original documentary just came out. Well, it's like a few episodes. I'm a big believer. Would you watch it? Would that be something you want to watch?
It wouldn't be at the top of my list, but if you're really recommending, I would.
I mean, I don't know. I I'd brag about it a lot, but I was in Never Say Never.
I know, you were the original.
The director's cut. The director's cut. I don't want to give myself too much credit. No, but I was like a very big Justin Bieber fan, and I'm recently becoming a big one again. And I'm like honestly really into Hailey Bieber. I think their relationship's so freaking cute, and I'm just very intrigued by their lives. So he's doing like a YouTube originals, and the first one came out. It's 11 minutes long. I watched it last night. It's just he like goes back to Stratford, Ontario and shows Haley like his old apartment building. And it kind of gives me like the Never Say Never movie vibes. Like they kind of film it similarly. And I just like really, really loved it. So that was really entertaining. But I forgot that this weekend, Ryan and I watched the Seth Meyers like stand up on Netflix called Lobby Baby. Ooh. Because when we went, because we were together.
Yeah.
When we saw him in New York, he was talking about the Lobby Baby documentary and I hadn't seen it, or documentary stand up. It is so funny.
Is it really?
Oh my God. I thought it was funny because it's like, it's a lot about him and his wife, but like, just like the differences between men and women. It was just like so funny. And like, I really like laughed out loud. Ryan laughed out loud. Like, if like, it was just so funny. So that's great. It's on Netflix.
I'll have to give it a watch. I find, okay, I like comedy. I love stand up, but I don't like watching it alone. Cause like, what am I going to do? Just sit in my apartment and laugh alone? I guess I could, but it's fun. It's more fun to watch.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's true.
I used to do that, like, when I studied abroad, we would, like, that would be, like, our late night activity of choice. Like, we would come back from doing things during the day and be like, oh, let's all go, like, watch stand-up or something. And it was so fun because we had, like, a big group of people, like, watching, and it was funny because you laugh and, I don't know, it's, like, a good...
Oh, really?
Yeah, we did. We watched a few... Because we didn't really have great cable, so we watched a lot of Netflix and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I love to laugh. It's so fun.
It is fun, especially if you get people that are down. You just can't really talk through it because then you miss the jokes. So you have to get like a, you have to be in a mood to watch
stuff. Yeah, it's like you have to laugh when they give you the time to laugh. That's very true. Because like Ryan's like roommate walked in at one point, was like talking, and I was like that person.
You're like, can you leave?
Well, no. I actually love him so much. And like, he sat down and watched it too, but I was like, let me rewind because he definitely just said a ton of funny stuff that we missed.
Totally.
So
I like lots those, of new Danielle. Content. That was actually quality content that I'm going to have to check out.
I know. I was like really excited. I was like, wow, I actually have really like things I really want to speak about.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I don't know.
I know. Mine's like an album. I mean, I think she's great. And like, I really love this girl, but those are like really quality, like, watching Rex, big fan.
Oh, okay. Good. I'm really glad. I'm going to go listen to her album and you can go watch some comedy.
Comedy.
God, I love it so much. Well, speaking of comedy, good old Bachelor, man. My God. Oh. I don't even know. I would call it more of a drama these days.
Okay, this was...
That was such a good transition.
I know. That was really good. I was going to say, though, this wasn't even comedy or drama. This was not a good episode. Like, we
stupidity.
Just talked about it.
Stupidity. Me and Delaney, like, Delaney, I felt like you last night. Delaney and I were coming up with so many tweets. Like, we could totally tweet this right
you
now.
You should.
It's just so, it's such a you thing. I like felt bad. I tweeted like one thing.
I saw that. The yours was
gonna
good
be
though.
Mad.
Oh my gosh. Absolutely not. No, it's funny to, I think it's funny to live tweet Bachelor because there's so many captions for things and like, wait, I don't know. It's comedy.
I actually, me and Delaney laughed out loud when like, the way they edited the Chase Rice like date, like he's like, I'm so excited, and she's like, I'm sweating. Like, it was so funny.
It was very funny.
The back and forth. I feel so bad though.
Did you see these new memes that they're doing about Chase Rice too? They're setting them in my group chat from home. It's Peter says, wait, like the singer Chase, and then Victoria, no, like Chase Matthews.
Chase Crawford. Oh, I
so we won a lot. Like,
I saw Chase Crawford tweet. Chase Matthews is funnier.
It's just stupid. But...
No, like Chase Matthews. I know. That was really funny. Oh my God. But she should have told him for sure. And I think it was good that she didn't tell him in the moment because they were having fun, whatever. But like, she didn't need to be so dramatic about it afterwards.
I know.
They didn't know each other yet.
Also, like, you have a history before you meet someone. Like, it's not like you come into things like with a blank slate and you're like, you're the first person that I've ever talked to. Like, this girl, she's like 26. Like, obviously she has a history, buddy. Like, I don't know.
No, I know. There was this TikTok I saw last night. I was literally laughing so hard. It's like when you find out that he's kissed other girls before you, and this girl like runs in the bathroom and turns on like really, I still see your shadows in my like the Slack song. It's so true. It's like you get so jealous, or not so, but like you think about it sometimes and you're like, I literally can't be mad. Like,
absolutely,
we've all had, like, it's just so funny.
Yeah,
like,
no, absolutely not. So this is all because it's Victoria F, right? I always get P and F confused.
Victoria F, yes. It's Victoria F
dated,
and then Victoria P.
Victoria F dated this country singer Chase. I just said Chase
Ross.
Getting into the character.
Oh my God!
Country singer Chase Ross, and
oh my God.
No, okay. So she dated him, and then it turns out that he was the singer. Like, he was, you know, on The Bachelor. Sometimes they go to like concerts or whatever, and he was performing.
Yeah.
But then he's watching them like make out and dance to his music.
Odd.
It was very awkward. And then at the end, like Chase goes up to them when he has the conversation with Peter. He's like, so how far along are you guys? Like, it's
He's like, well, if y'all end up or you end up with someone else, like,
good
whatever.
Luck. Good luck, everything. It was so weird.
And it was so weird because she was like, she knew all the words to the songs. So yeah. She's like mouthing it the whole time. Yeah, yeah. And I don't know. I think I sent you this on Twitter. Maybe I didn't. I don't know. Someone like went and looked up the lyrics of that
song.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. I saw that. And it's like
literally
about Chase Rice, basically, like his life with Victoria.
Yeah. Well, there's this chorus part, or verse, I don't know, song terms. If it's Monday and it's over, you know the show your girls all come over for, and the red wine's getting lower, and your last friend's out the door. When there's no more roses to go around, hit me up, girl, you know I'm down. Like, literally, like, hey, I know you're going on The Bachelor, but like, well, that's about her watching it, but.
It was honestly, that was like the best part of the episode, I thought, because the rest of it was just filled with the dumbest drama with this girl, Aaliyah, whatever, coming back on the show. And just, I don't understand Peter's mentality, but he is like consumed by this girl. And he's just,
I know,
destroying all of his other relationships because of this one girl.
Dude, when he walked in the rose ceremony and they're all like, we hate you.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm feeling so confident.
I know. And they were like, I have physical bruises, Peter. I was thinking for the football date, you would have been the girl to be like, I love this. And like,
I know, I saw your tweet and I was like, I don't agree. That'd be so fun.
I know
fun.
You didn't agree, but come on, Danielle, if they were like, you're going on the football date, I'd be like, no, like I can't, unfortunately. Like,
Brooke, I'm picturing it all now.
I'd get like, honestly, like the crap beat out of me. Like I would be
so mad.
You would
like break your wrist again.
Yeah, I would. That's the thing. Like I would. It would not.
Sorry, I'm just picturing you. I'm just picturing you finding out what the date is, and you just being like, "No, like I can't, guys. I can't do it. Like no.
I find out that I'm picked for a group date, and then they're like, "Let's like tackle our love or something," and I'm just like, "Ah." Tackle? No, they got kind of. They did get physical with each other. Like if some girl like tackled me, yeah. If someone tried to tackle me, or a group of girls tried to tackle me, I'd be like, "Sis, that ain't very sisterly." Like,
no, dude, I know it does suck though. They were literally all out there like going ham, and he and Victoria P are like kissing. Like that's.
I know. Also, can we talk about Victoria P? Then she started like acting a little cray at the end. I don't know if I buy her act anymore. I don't know.
I know. I don't know. I mean, like, props to her. I don't really know if she was trying to like do this to make him feel bad, but she was like, you don't trust me. But like, she definitely did lie. Or like, she didn't tell the complete truth
about knowing
about
her
Aaliyah,
before. Yeah, they went on a trip together. Like, sis.
Yeah. So, but she was also the one to tell him that they did know each other before, and Aaliyah had said we shouldn't.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, what? I just like Aaliyah, like I don't get it, because there have been other girls, like for example, Luke P, like Hannah still hadn't kicked him off, but you could tell they had this connection. When he and Aaliyah talk, like I don't look at him and like, oh, he's in love, like he likes her. I don't think that at all. I think he's into Kelsey more, Mike, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
Than Aaliyah. Aaliyah, he just like, she's just pretty, but her voice is so annoying.
Yeah, no, I think so
like,
too.
I and don't I know what's going on.
I know. And she acts like, that was so funny when Victoria F was like, am I like making fun of her back to her face? I was actually,
yeah, I know. Was funny. That was good. I like, love
oh
Victoria.
Oh my God.
Actually.
How could you?
Her voice is so fake. Like, I would hate to be married to her. I'm sorry. That was so rude. That was so much. But she just like needs to go. Like, she's just so not needed.
I just feel like the whole coming back bit, but it's honestly, sometimes you might be like, is this the producers doing that? But there was the clip of Peter going up to the producers like, I think I made a mistake by sending this girl home. So obviously it's him. So Peter needs some help.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
No, yeah. He's not handling this well at all. I feel like bad for him, but I'm also like, holy crap, you need to. I think he's just, his emotions are everywhere. He still likes Hannah B. I'm just going to say it.
I like, so just, I actually do like what Kelsey got a single date too. And I wasn't the biggest fan of her. I still am not, whatever.
Champagne
she's fine. I know. She's fine. But she said to him something along the lines of like, I'd rather you explore all of these relationships now than like down the road, like question maybe if you would have chosen somebody. Did you hear her have that conversation with him? She basically, cause he told Kelsey, I'm bringing Aaliyah back. And she was like, all right. Well, I mean, honestly, if we end up together, I would have rather you have, you know, had these experiences now than whatever. And I was like, honestly, that's a rational way of looking at it. But at the same time, the show is just so beyond, I can't even imagine.
Yeah. I know. Kelsey took like this full turn. He actually said after their date, like, he was like, I could see myself like marrying her or something. Yeah. Like, he literally said that. And I was like, whoa.
Okay. But he also, can we talk about how he's like, he loves everybody on the show? Because I feel that.
Yes. But he's hadn't said that yet about anybody.
No, I guess you're right. Yeah.
And it's weird. Like, I know. Okay. So like, obviously Kelly, Hannah Ann, and Madison are all going to go far. And like, they're probably being more low key with them since they are going to go far. But, like, they're really, like, not in these episodes lately. Like,
Madison was a heavy feature, I think. But the other two, no. Madison was, like, kind
you
of...
You really think she was?
Not, I guess maybe not a heavy, heavy feature. But they showed her a few times versus...
None of them were involved in the drama. Well, I Hannah know. Ann was kind of... But even then, like, Kelly, I love... So classy.
So classy. Just the most mature, incredible... Incredible. I'm her biggest fan.
I like Madison a lot too, but they're just so like under the radar. No, yeah, this week's episode though was just so the layout. I know he's not going to end up with her, so why? Why are we dealing with
this? I just think that the drama is childish, and I mean, I know that they do it for TV and everything, but at the same time, we want to watch the dating. We don't care about the pettiness, you know? Like, no one signs up to watch this.
It's just weird. And I literally love Peter so much. And I think it's so cool that he's a pilot. But if there's one more date with a freaking plane, I'm going to lose it. There's so many where they walk up and he's just leaning against the plane. I mean, I guess it's cool that he can fly. And they do a lot of private jets, I feel like, throughout the last few seasons. But it's like, I don't know why. It's just like outdone for me now.
Yeah, I think that it's a little. And also, like, Victoria F, she's like, I'm really scared of heights and like stuff like that. And then they like make her do everything that involves heights. Did you notice that?
Yes, but also that tweet that
someone tweeted back to me, yeah, of her Instagram, if you scroll down, it's like a picture of her skydiving. So sis, are you scared of heights? I don't trust her either though. So
I have questions. Like, I don't,
you gotta stick and, like, to a consistent story. Like, there's no consistency.
Yeah, and like, did Peter really 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 not know about Chase and Victoria, you think? Like, do you think the producers really didn't tell him?
I was actually thinking of that too.
It's almost rude. Like, I'm surprised in the date where the part where she told him, if I were him, I'd be like, what the heck? Like, did they do this to you? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. Like, you'd be like, I can't even, how did no one tell me this? Like, you'd feel so dumb and like clueless.
Yeah.
Yep. I feel that. Good point. I actually don't know how much he talks to them or what they tell him or whatever, but he seemed genuinely surprised, and he's a pretty decent actor. So acting.
I know, there's one part where he literally was like tearing up. It was so sad. I think it was Kelsey when they were talking about like her dad leaving, and
he talked
about his mom and grandma.
I know, so many of these girls on this, I guess it's all seasons, but these girls have some sad stories. I like feel bad listening to them.
Yeah, no, it's sad. I hate to like say this, it's so mean, but like, I feel like it's always like, okay, let me sit down and tell you the saddest thing.
It's like you pick out the most tragic thing. It is. Yeah.
I think it's important to share your life story with them, but it's always like, it's so funny. They pull that move right away.
Oh, they no, because I think that that's the production team too. The production team. I don't know why I'm saying stuff like that.
I know, like, some of them are making sense, and then you'll be like talking, and I'm like, what? It's okay, it's really funny. I dig it. I don't think you probably ended up listening to it, but there is this podcast.
Yes, I want to listen.
It's really entertaining. So the Morning Toast has like a podcast network now, and they one of their podcast shows under it is called Date Night, I think, with Raven and Adam. And Raven was on Nick Vile's season, and Adam was on Rachel's season. They met on Paradise. I just figured this all out. And it was just really interesting. They did a whole episode recently about, like, both of their experiences, and it was so interesting. Like, I love hearing behind the scenes. I don't like to know too much because it kind of ruins like the magic of the show.
The magic.
That one made sense. But it was so interesting. Like, they're only, like, the girls and the guys, they're only allowed to pack two suitcases. Like, and they have to pack so much, like, gowns and outfits and date night outfits.
Okay,
and
they do notice that sometimes they trade. I have noticed that in the past, that, like, sometimes you'll see, like, a shirt or something that's recycled, especially when they start traveling to, like, these exotic places. It's like, you gotta get crafty.
That's smart. Like with other girls, you mean?
Yeah.
Like they like.
Yeah, oh, yeah, smart. Yeah. Sometimes you'll see like, or I think it was on Bachelor, like a bunch of them wore the same like suit jacket one year, and it was like the traveling suit jacket. Like, yeah.
They oh, people like notice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's actually smart. Well, I also like, okay, I don't, did you know? So like they can't have phones and I knew that, but I didn't realize they literally can't have their phones like at all ever. Like what do yeah, they do?
There's no commute. No, there's
all day.
I don't even know if there's, is there reading allowed? I feel like I remember that there's no reading. Yeah.
Like books? You can't read books?
I don't think that there is. I could.
That's just crazy. Like they can't watch TV. Like, no, they can watch TV probably. Like movies.
I don't think, no,
they
I don't think you're, news. I actually don't know that. The details of that, but I thought it's supposed to be no contact from the outside world, which is why when Alea left, she went on the internet and like dug up all the tea on the Bachelor contestants and then like brought it back in.
Right. Which was confusing to me because the way she was talking made it sound like it was like right now. But like, I was like, how could she know that much? But like none of us, I didn't know anything.
We didn't
really
know
about
who the cast was. Yeah. So she must have dug pretty deep for it. I don't know how.
That yeah. Someone said out. It was like a Reddit thread or something.
Oh, she's an OG then. She's like going deep on there. Like,
yeah, I just think it's, I don't know. The more I think about it, it's just, it would be very hard to be on that. Like, I'm like, how is McKenna, the fashion blogger? Like, how did she keep up her, like, did she just go? Like, I didn't follow her before I saw,
I noticed followers. She did like a large, like it was a few months of no content, but wouldn't you be like, is she good? Like if we didn't post for a few months, people would be like, yeah. Is Danielle okay? Like
people would be very, very, very worried. She must have...
I don't think she had, I don't know how, I don't know. I honestly don't mean this in like a knocking way. I don't know how like large her following was before the show.
It wasn't bad because I looked at her the night of the first show and she had like 45K maybe.
Yeah. She's also
like pretty good
going through it. She gets like really emotional on this show. Have you noticed that?
Yeah. She's going through it.
No, I feel bad. She's over here. She's like,
she cries a lot.
Yeah, I know. Mm. She's a crier.
Yeah, I know. She's really going through. And then, oh my God, someone tweeted, do you follow Brett Vergara on Twitter? He tweets really funny live tweets during Bachelor.
I don't.
Delaney and I literally will refresh and wait for him to tweet. I think it was Deandra was like, you don't even know my middle name. And everyone's like, well, now I want to know your middle name. It's just funny. I don't know.
It's so true though. But it's like at the same time, when you do get that time with him, are you going to like be like annoying to him and be like, you don't even know my middle name? Or are you going to like tell him your middle name?
Yeah, I know. And it was weird. Like he was like, okay, like, I think it was after the group day. He's like, I'll see you guys in a couple of days. I'm like, what do they do in those few days? Like, before the
yeah, I was thinking that too. Like,
boring.
They have to like shoot B-roll. Like, literally, that's what he's doing. He's like filming those clips where he's like walking around the city and like looking into the, you know, that's literally what they do though.
But like, why do they like, oh my God. And their faces when they found out they were going to Cleveland, it was the funniest thing.
I know. And we're going to Cleveland. No, I'm sure. But the next place will be like Fiji or something like crazy. So.
Yeah. And like, I feel like, just finally getting out of LA is fun.
And the mansion itself, like going to a hotel, like a different vibe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Feel that.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what the room situation is. I was thinking about that too. Like, do they have to bunk up, share? Like,
it looks like a lot of, I think they definitely have to share. It looks like just a lot of like suites all connected or one big, like they probably get like the penthouse for all them to hang out in.
Sleep
and
over.
Then like their own rooms. I know. It's really cool if you think about it, but then it's also like, the whole, not that I'm like, I am addicted to my phone, but just not being able to like what, I just, I'm so curious what they do day to day. Like, no wonder they go mad.
Work out, like, I guess. Well, I don't even know what else you would do.
But like, it's not like they could go to like a studio and work out.
No,
probably.
No, they're not going to like SoulCycle. Like,
that sucks. Like, they're in all these really cool places. Like, can they even go shopping? Like, unless they're on camera. Like, I just have questions.
I feel this. Yeah, it's
I just had all I these new questions can. Recently.
Questions. Okay, well, I feel like that's enough Bachelor.
That's great.
Gossip.
Yeah, this was good. I love talking about it with you.
Me too. So me too. Fun. Me too. Can you guys let us know what you think about this season and Peter? Because honestly, I'm so disappointed. I went into it with such high expectations of Peter, and like, oh God, I'm sad. I'm sad.
I know. He hopefully next week will be a better episode. I'm like already waiting. I hate how they did the to be continued now. I'm really
no rose ceremony, really? Come on.
Come on. Yeah, because I guess there wasn't one in the beginning of the episode either, was there?
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah, usually there's like at least one somewhere.
Yeah. Weird. Okay. Well, I guess this is time to wrap up this episode of The Happening, but I hope you guys enjoyed. Yes.
That's what's happening, at least that's in our world.
Yeah, very simple stuff. But we're going to have a fun episode this Wednesday, so stay tuned for that. Right, Danielle?
Yes, there'll be a very special guest. Well, you guys probably would have seen like my Instagram story by now or something. I'm having the good old Ellie Thuman on the podcast. She's coming to visit in Athens this weekend. So we're going to record a pod, and you guys will get to hear that on Wednesday. We're going to talk about switching from online school to wanting to come to college. We're going to be talking about her and I's Sephora trip together. It's going to be a great little podcast
episode. I'm really excited for that one. I feel like that will be a good one. A little college gals episode. Oh my gosh.
Yes. 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 So fun.
And
you guys have a great Monday.
Yeah. I'm traveling this week, so I'll get some content.
Oh, yes.
Pop it around.
Don't text. Brooke will be traveling.
Okay. But anyways, we'll talk to you guys all another time super soon. Thanks for listening.